Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you?
Hello, I'm very good. Very good. And how are you doing?
I'm okay, mate. Today we're talking about tomatoes. Growing your own tomatoes.
Yes. Absolutely. There's so many varieties to buy these days. There's something like over a dozen on the list of all different tomatoes to get. Now, there's certain things that you should always do for tomatoes, which doesn't really matter what variety. As in, we need to grow them in a lovely full sun spot. We need to stake them when they're planted, not jab a stake in once they've got too big and they're falling over, because, of course, that just ruins the root system. Underneath, you need a nice, rich, organic soil to grow them in. You can grow some in pots. Get yourself a really good premium potting mix to put them in, because as we know, what you put into the mix and what you put into the ground is what you get back at the other end. That is the most important thing. And the other thing with tomatoes is, of course, you never plant them in the same spot each year. Always rotate them. I always tell people with their veggie gardens or their veggie pods or raised gardens to section it off and make sure that you grow those in like a grid form in one section, and then each year you move that section over so that you're not planting them in the same spot year after year. Tomatoes don't like to be planted in the same spot each year, so move it around a few times. You can go back to that original spot after a couple of years, but try and get them moved around if you can. If you're growing them in a pot, change over the potting mix, throw it on the garden, do whatever you want to do with it, and when you grow tomatoes again the following season, plant them in new potting mix. That's the most important thing I can tell you to do. Liquid organic fertilizer. Everybody knows I love organics, such as 5-in-1, which is my favorite. Power Feed. There's a wonderful one called C-Max. The most important thing is that you use that every fortnight to keep them pumping along. And that's what will always give tomatoes that lovely, green, lush look. And of course, if you grow them in grid form, you've got a much better chance of pollination, because of course we all know that there's not a lot of bees around at the moment. So to give those plants a bit of a leg up, if you grow them in a grid form, no matter which way the wind is blowing, they will at least have a chance to do some pollinating.
For the dummies, what's a grid form?
Oh, just where you might do them, say, 3 or 4 by 4 in like a grid. You plant them, say, 30 centimetres apart or the old foot apart, and you might do them 3 along by 3 or 4 by 4 and just make them into a square.
Okay.
Rather than the old single file. The problem with single file is the wind can only be blowing in one direction to get them to cross-pollinate. So you'd be much better off if you grow them in a square, in a grid, no matter which way the wind is blowing, whether it's a westerly or an easterly or a southerly, they will tend to get a chance to pollinate. And as I said, with the lack of bees at the moment, that is really, really important. Now, I've made up a list here of the best tomato for different purposes, because tomatoes are like people. We come in all different shapes, colours. Some are good for some things, some are better at other things. And it's definitely the case with tomatoes. So for those playing at home, I've got a list here, and we'll go through the list if you like.
Okay.
All right. The best tomato for barbecues, nice, big, round, full of moisture, is the beefsteak, or there's another one called the Big Boss. Really, really good for those people that love a big, lush tomato. We've got the best all-rounder, which, of course, is either the Gros Lizzie, which has been around for a long time, or Mighty Red. They're our two all-rounders. The best early tomato, for those people that like to get them started really early, is the Apollo. The Apollo's a very popular early tomato. You can actually increase your length of tomato growing by getting that in the middle of August, and then when it's finished, you've still got time to plant other ones in behind it. So very, very popular for that reason. The best small tomato, I have the Sweet Bite, which is very, very popular. Little cherry tomatoes, of course, everybody knows them as. And, of course, the later version of that, which is the grape tomato. Now, a grape tomato is just like a grape, same size, except it's a tomato. Very sweet, very popular with the kids. Love the grape tomato. And another one, a new one out, is the totem tomato. And a totem tomato literally is a very sweet, small tomato, and it comes on masses and masses of fruit on big trusses. Very popular. The best tomato for people with tummy issues, like I am, low acid yellow. Low acid tomatoes are fabulous for people that suffer, like a lot of people do, with too much acid in their system. So it's always a good one for that. There's a fabulous tomato for pots called a pot tom. Now, a pot tom has little short solid stems so that it won't fall over in the pot, because of course everybody knows it's very hard to stake tomatoes in pots, because if the pot isn't very deep, the tomato just falls over and takes the stake with it.
And how big is that tomato once it's grown in the pot?
Pot toms, or about the size of maybe a bit bigger than a 50 cent piece. So okay. not a very small one, but not a big one like you'd use on a barbecue either, mm-hmm. because, of course, the weight of those would simply take the pot with them as well. So you can't grow those really, really big ones in just a normal pot for that reason. Best Italian flavour, really, really rich tomatoes, is either, of course, the Roma, which has been around forever. It's like an egg tomato. Or, of course, the later version was the Nonna's Italian tomato. Sell a lot of those. Very popular for people that want that rich Italian bolognese sauce and all those sort of uses for Italian tomatoes.
Tomatoes harder to grow than normal tomatoes, than other tomatoes?
No. Shouldn't make an ounce of difference.
Okay.
It's really just, the plants, if you looked at them all, when I see them out in the nursery, they're all identical. It's always very hard to tell one from the other. The little pot tomatoes, of course, their trunks are a little bit thicker because they have to learn to stand up on their own. But other than that, they're almost identical apart from the labels on the front.
Why are Roma tomatoes more expensive at a supermarket than a normal tomato? Any particular reason?
More popular.
Right, okay.
They're certainly not in the nurseries. They're right. The same price as every other tomato.
Supply and demand.
That would come in for the... Yes, exactly. And, of course, lastly, the latest one to come out this year is a fabulous new tomato called the Pink Ping Pong. You say that a few times when you've had a few.
What is it? A pink ping pong.
Pink ping pong.
Pink ping pong.
Ping ping pong, yes. Now, it's
hello,
a
ping ping pong.
Tomato.
Ping ping pong.
It, of course, as the name suggests, is about the size of a ping pong ball. And, of course, it's pink. It supports breast cancer research.
Right.
It's very sweet, very juicy, full of flavour. And I'm hoping it takes off really well. And that's the pink ping pong.
Pink ping pong.
It should become very, very popular.
No doubt you've got all of those tomatoes that you've just listed off available at Lee Rowan's Garden World.
We do. We have them down here at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road, 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. And also on the coast at Arimba. At our Central Coast store.
One quick question before I let you go.
Yes.
How do you plant tomatoes so that you just don't end up with, you know, all the tomatoes ripening at the one time and then suddenly you've got nothing?
Well, basically, I would plant them, if that was me, and depending on how many you need at once, stagger the planting. That's the only way you can do it. So these all come singly, so you don't tend to get them in punnets like you used to. You buy these all singly. So theoretically, you could go out to the nursery once a fortnight, buy even a different variety, plant 10 different varieties in the one spot, in the one garden, plant them all a fortnight apart, and have that continuation of fruit all the way through. That's the way I would do it. As a single person, if I did it, I would plant them maybe 2 to 3 weeks apart, pick my varieties, and literally just plant one of each every fortnight to 3 weeks.
Another question for you. I made this comment when we were promoting the fact that we were going to be talking to you this afternoon about tomatoes and planting tomatoes. Yeah. I said that most tomatoes you buy these days in a supermarket really do sadly have little taste. And I don't remember buying a tomato and tasting it like my grandfather's tomatoes used to taste, which he grew in his backyard many years ago. Why is that?
I think, to be honest, I think it's the things they put on them to make them last. Because, of course, when you get fruit, what they class as fresh fruit in supermarkets, they're not exactly fresh off the vine that day, which, of course, you can do yourself. And they do tend to freeze them. They put them in coolers, all sorts of things, which, of course, takes away the flavour. You will never get flavour in a supermarket, especially, like you get from your own garden. Often, with a fruit and veg store, they will be the next step. They certainly get them a lot fresher, and they don't use anything on them to prolong their life. But you will never get anything fresher than your own garden, because you can literally go out and pick them as you want them.
Fantastic.
You will always get the most flavour that way.
Gavin, thank you as always. We've given the plug. Lee Rowan's Garden World. Gavin's there on Sunday, aren't you? You're there Sunday, so you can answer any questions.
Absolutely. Sunday to Thursday.
Thanks, mate. I imagine who's ever filling in for me will talk to you for the next couple of weeks. I won't be here for the next God knows how long because I have this operation next week. So we'll get together when I'm back.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to it. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you, mate. We'll speak to you soon, Gavin. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye, mate. That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World. He's good, isn't he? He knows his stuff. So there you go. If you're in the market for tomatoes, planting tomatoes, because you're sick and tired of the non-tasting tomatoes that you buy from the supermarket, pop out and see Gavin. He's there, as I said, at Lee Rowan's Garden World. If you've got any questions for him, on Sunday.